Barbara Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Armed men burned 5 evacuation buses near Idlib in Syria on Sunday, stalling a deal to allow thousands to depart the last rebel-held areas in eastern Aleppo. Meantime, the UN Security Council has agreed on a compromise resolution for UN officials to monitor the evacuations. The UN will vote later today. United Nations Humanitarian Advisor for Syria, Jan Eglin, says the situation in eastern Aleppo is getting more dire.
The desperation has never been at this level. People are exhausted, they are malnourished, they are really without hope. I feel strong sense of responsibility here. We failed these people who are now besieged in their fifth year, some of them.
Families have been sheltering in freezing temperatures and bombed out apartment blocks waiting for evacuation convoys. Jordanian security forces Sunday killed 4 gunmen in a popular southern tourist city, Karak, after killing 10 people, including a Canadian woman, 2 civilians, 7 policemen, nearly 30 others wounded. There was no claim of responsibility, and authorities have not revealed any links between the gunmen and extremist groups in neighboring Syria. The mandate of President Joseph Kabila, the Democratic Republic of Congo, expires today, and security forces reportedly patrolled the streets of the capital, Kinshasa, after the ruling party and opposition failed to end the country's political crisis of secession and elections. Opposition accuses Mr. Kabila, who's been in office since 2001, of clinging to power. This is VOA News.